626 and Channel 95.7 with Connie and Curtis. 51 degrees now. 20 to go for the high today. 71's the high.
That will be awesome.
71 today.
Okay.
77 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
80 on Sunday. Okay. There's a chance of rain on Monday for Memorial Day.
And that's fine, right? It will be
83, though.
We'll be late, so we'll be able to do the parades. We'll be able to go to the cemeteries if we want, and then maybe the rain will come later.
Maybe.
Fingers crossed. It was a little cool yesterday. Katie, who is always cold, when that sun would go behind the clouds and the wind was there, she was wishing that she was wearing some pants and a jacket. And
I'm like, what were you guys doing?
We were just outside doing some yard work. And she got a little cold a couple times. So then we started firing things up on the basketball court. Ba bam, bam, boom. Yeah, slam dunk, baby.
Who won this time?
She won again. She is a winner. I am a loser.
Mm.
It's all right, though. At least I beat Haley. I'll take some solace in that. I can beat our 11-year-old. I just can't beat my wife. It's sad. She was getting frustrated, too, because she was missing. We're playing Around the World, you know that, where you start out and you make all your shots. So she couldn't make one of the shots. So I was able to catch up because you only get one chance.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was there, and then that made her mad. And she whoosh, whoosh, made the last two.
Which one could she not make? The 10 o'clock one?
We bring it out to the 3-point line.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she was at, what time would that be? Like 1 o'clock.
Okay.
1 o'clock. And then I got there and I missed. And then she made it and then made the other one. Done. Game over. I'm like, you're toying with me.
Mm-hmm.
You jerk face.
Curtis.
Why you got to be like this? There will come a time.
When you'll beat her?
Yeah. She'll be maybe in a wheelchair or in bed. Exactly. She'll be 80. I'll say, you want to play Around the World? Let's go.
She'll be 80.
I don't think I have the strength. I'll be like, that's fine. Let's get out
there. Well, I'm glad to hear that since you erected your basketball hoop, you are still playing it. That's been like a month.
We've been using it.
Yeah.
Just because, you know what, you need to use it. And we love the fact that yesterday we were out, husband and wife, playing basketball.
Yeah.
And then every basketball hoop had somebody at it by the time we were done.
Look at you, trendsetters.
Like, we definitely got people thinking, hey, let's get outside and play some basketball. So that's good. We are like the Harlem Globetrotters of my neighborhood. You know, we bring that.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
Did you get out and enjoy the sun yesterday, Amanda Rue?
Yeah, we actually grilled on our balcony.
Oh!
And then we ate outside.
Did you drop the fat all over your neighbor's balcony?
No, we did not. We did not spill or drop anything.
Are you sure?
We are absolutely positive.
Best thing about eating or doing anything on Amanda's balcony is you don't have to go in to use the bathroom. You just go right down onto the neighbor's stoop, straight down onto their porch.
You just got a giant eye roll.
I bought a big outdoor area rug.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you did go off my balcony, it would be on my rug.
It would just be right there on the rug.
Right.
How much poop and pee is on that rug right now if we were to go
Zero.
Over there?
Zero. Just rain.
Is that a new rug this year?
Yeah, I got it probably a couple months ago.
Okay.
They were on sale at Target.
Mm. How long did you have to wait to put it out? Because did you still have snow, like, even 3 weeks ago on your balcony?
No, off of our balcony, it cleared right away. Pretty much right away. Like, Mike went out there with a shovel and got most of it off.
And then
did he throw it on the neighbors?
No. He carried it in and put it in the sink, right?
No.
No, he pushed it down on the neighbors.
No, he didn't. He shoveled it up and threw it over the edge.
Onto the neighbors. Do you see why people hate
poor
them?
Poor neighbors.
Do you see why people hate them?
We need to send them a sympathy card.
No, they do not deserve one.
I shoveled my balcony right onto my neighbor's stuff. The wicker chair is broken.
Well, okay, so if the snow melts, it turns into water, which also goes on their balcony.
Yeah, but that's nature. This is you, like, throwing a big shovel full of snow down on
well,
the stuff.
Well, we were not. Whoa, we were throwing it onto the ground.
Well, you weren't.
I did not stutter.
No. No, you were.
I did not stutter.
No, she was stammering. She was trying to figure out what she was going to say in her head. So she's like, well, I didn't. Yeah, you did. You guys.
We got no snow.
No wonder they hate you. Is your pool going to be open this weekend?
It's opening today.
Because the kids and I are coming over.
Come on over.
Woo-hoo. It's going to be so cold.
That's fine.
No, they've had water in it. They've been heating it up.
Oh, okay. So it's actually open for use today.
Get in your pool.
Okay.
Get in. When I used to have one of those easy set pools. So every, the one where you fill it up with water and then the air makes it get tall.
Right.
So every Memorial Day weekend, I would fill it from the hose. And I would sit down at like 9 in the morning. I'd put the hose in.
Yep.
I'd put a raft on the ground. I would put a floating cooler next to me. And I would just lay and let it rise up with me. the coldest I have ever been in my life.
I bet. No kidding.
It's freezing cold hose water.
Did they? How long did it take for something like that to get warm?
To get warm?
Yeah.
Like a month.
Did it? Yeah.
Yes. And what? Once there's so little water in there.
Could you get a solar cover for one of those?
Yeah. So we would get a solar cover, and then that would start. But it gets so cold at night.
Right.
That it doesn't.
You
got to
start
help.
All over every
exactly.
day.
Exactly. So the solar cover works on a great sunny day,
uh-huh.
and you take it off, and they really work. Like it would heat it up like 10, 15 degrees warmer than it was.
Wow.
Like the bottom of the pool would be cold and the top would be super hot, so you'd get in there and churn it up.
Uh-huh.
Then we got a real pool, like in-ground actual swimming pool, and every Memorial Day weekend I would try to have people over to swim, and no one would ever come. It was just our family because no one wanted to swim
so
on Memorial Day weekend.
I know.
But we're coming to your
come
place
over.
Today.
Absolutely.
I wonder
over.
How warm it is.
I don't know. I mean, it said it's ready to go.
I'm
come on over
in.
And swim.
I have
in.
Friends coming. One came yesterday. One's coming today. We're going to the Chippendales tomorrow. But I was like, every time they come, I always take them to the lake. I take them to Grand Haven or Saugatuck.
Can't
or
do that
South
today.
Haven or wherever. Yeah, you just told me the water's 50 degrees this week
well,
or something.
I got an update on that yesterday.
What is it now? 52?
Well, it was 47.
Oh, man.
So, 47 at Grand Haven. It was like 40 in Muskegon. It was like 40-some. It's 37 out at the South Buoy if you go out a little further and jump off your boat. Freezing. Don't do that.
No, I
don't
will do not that. Do that.
So, yeah, 47 at the at Grand Haven.
I guess I won't be taking them to any beaches.
But you could still sit on the beach.
You could bring them to my pool.
I could bring them to your pool. Thanks, Amanda.
Are you allowed to have guests at your pool? Because now
yes,
I'm just
you
concerned.
Are. As long as you are with them, you are allowed to have guests at the pool.
How many?
I know you can rent an like they have several areas where there's like a grill and like seating for 12. I think.
Okay.
So like a little party booth.
Yeah.
I love this. A rented cabana at Amanda's pool.
Yeah.
I'm in. My family, Connie's family, and friends.
Yeah.
We're all coming.
Yeah,
we're crashing this.
Are you excited?
We have cheeseburgers that we're going to grill.
Oh.
Do you have 47 of them? Because we're going to
eat
a lot.
We don't have 47. I think we have 8.
8.
Well, that's not going to work.
I call one.
But we could get more.
I call one.
I call another
one. Okay, there you go. Connie and I get it. And I'll take one for my family.
They can share it.
One for the family to share. Here's your cheeseburger, girls. And they're like, what the heck is this? We have to share?
This is a fourth of a cheeseburger.
Yeah, you're sharing. We'll all share. My whole family will share one cheeseburger. Like, we're very close. It's fine. And we'll be swimming
and you're
anyway.
Not hungry at all.
Can you have beer and pop inside the pool area?
Mm-hmm.
Just not in a bottle.
Right.
Yep, well, just
got to be a can.
Oh, that was the one thing when I had the in-ground pool at my last house. I like bottled beer.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be drinking bottled beer, and I would have it by the pool. I'd have it just around the pool.
How mad was your wife?
She was so mad until I said, I'm never going to break a glass. Like, it's never going to happen.
Man.
And I never did, luckily. But and
you
we
didn't live there long enough. You would have broken one.
There would be some late nights where she would come out with, like, plastic cups for me and my friends. Like, guys, I know you like drinking this beer that only comes in bottles. I need you to use these
but
cups,
But wouldn't you,
please.
Like, if you would have broken a glass near the pool, let's say it went in the pool.
In the pool.
Don't you have to then empty the entire pool and clean it out?
Some say that you do.
Okay.
Others, maybe just get a net and swim down and pick it up. Right?
How hard is that to pick stuff up out of the pool, especially glass?
If it's so,
it doesn't float.
You definitely, I would think that'd be easier.
No, because every time you go to grab it, it would right. shoosh away from you.
It's not a seahorse. It's not a frisbee.
Oh, I forgot those things.
We need a seahorse.
I love seahorse.
Can we have rafts and things at your pool?
I think so.
Have you seen people?
Yes, I've gone in the pool.
Have you seen people with rafts?
I've seen people bring things, rafts, beach balls.
Okay.
A net.
A
did
net?
Volleyball?
What was she doing there? Leave her out of this.
Stupid.
So we are coming. Stupid. We are having a pool party at your place today. It's opening
Come
day.
Over, yeah.
Are there any festivities?
It didn't say in the email. It just said the pool is opening in all caps.
Okay. We
maybe there's a little parade.
A pool parade.
With all the neighbors.
Is there an outbuilding like where we can pee? Is there a restroom?
If you go into the clubhouse, which is adjacent,
okay.
there mm-hmm. are a men and women's bathroom.
Okay.
And a workout place.
So I can be there at 10:30 today. The family has school, so they can come later in the afternoon. But we're there. We're in for this.
Hmm.
I love it. Thanks, Amanda.
You're welcome.
Pool party at Amanda's today.
I think that Dan is taking my friend who came into town last night. I think they're going golfing today.
Okay. Well, then you have pool time, too. 10
I'm
o'clock.
I'm going home and sleeping. We got the Chippendales tomorrow
right.
night.
Yeah, you're busy.
We have a lot of stuff going on.
Okay.
We're going to hang out with you at a freezing pool.
I got nothing to do. I'm going to the freezing pool, and I'm going to love it.
I don't think
it.
It's cold.
Right. Yeah.
71.
Famous last words.
Exactly.
I don't think it's cold.
Connie and Curtis.